Okay, hold on. Hold on a second. Don and Mike show. Who is this? Hello?
Hey, it's Kevin.
Hi there, Kevin. What's up?
How's it going?
Oh.
Not, you know what? Forget about it.
No, not after that show.
Two in a row, can't do it. We've got the tape here of George Lopez last night on Primetime Live.
Oh,
I didn't see it. I've not heard it. Beth Ann tells me, it ain't too great, that the interview was done by the guy that did the Paula Abdul expose. The guy who thinks that all you have to do is put on a leather jacket and you become an investigative reporter.
You're a cool investigative reporter.
She said that he did most of the talking, and there's not a lot of Lopez. So,
Lopez?
While I load that in. Right.
Okay. The lowdown on Lopez.
Right. You never...
Lopez.
What's wrong, Speedway?
Nothing, Geronimo.
And while that's loading, I've still got the stuff about the great mayor of Spokane, Washington.
More? He keeps on giving.
Yeah, you know, we talked about this earlier in the week. And thank goodness we've got a lot of very loyal listeners on KFAN in Spokane.
Yeah.
Who have sent us all types of information from area code 509 about this guy. Here's the story on the creepy manager, and this all of this stuff that I'm going to read you was in the Spokesman Review, which is the big newspaper
up
there. This guy, the mayor of Spokane, his name is Jim West.
Wow.
They had allegations 3 years ago about him while investigating Catholic priest abuses.
Oh, dear.
Okay, he was a sheriff's deputy during the 70s, and along with his best friend, they would check out boys to take them camping, or would take boys camping from their Boy Scout troop.
Mm-hmm.
They were not scout leaders at this time. Two of these Boy Scouts are now grown up, and they're incarcerated, and they both filed lawsuits saying that this guy did the nasty
stuff. So the guys that are alleging the abuse are in jail themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But wait, there's more. He also went on the internet, and he used, this is Jim West now, used the name Right By Guy, RIGHT/BI, like bisexual, Right By Guy in a chat room on gay.com.
Okay.
And he solicited barely legal men for dates and sex. Used his position as mayor to offer these men jobs as interns.
Right.
Caught by a computer expert hired by the newspaper who was impersonating yet another guy that he wanted to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. He admitted last week to the city council that he had pleasured himself in his office during some of these chats on the computer.
Made for a good council meeting.
Later, he came out and said, wait, the reporter misunderstood me.
Oh.
When I did that, I only did that at home. I didn't do that when I was down at the office.
Easy mistake to make.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
And then the last few days, another guy has come forward, alleges that the mayor of Spokane asked him out on dates when he was 15, when he was in high school.
I saw this guy interviewed.
Let me see. There's also another investigation into an intern working at City Hall.
The guy that was interviewed I think had it done when he was 15 was really not specific, and he said it was more like, the look and the general impression that he got.
Mm. And he is a staunch conservative. He is was anti-gay in when he's run for office.
That's why this is such a big scandal.
Yeah, correct.
Right.
And I think we alluded to it the other day, so those are the facts about this creep in Spokane. And if you've seen him on the TV, I mean... God damn, he looks guilty.
Mm-hmm.
You could put up four or five guys' pictures and say, which one of these guys is the mayor of a medium-sized city in America?
Significant.
And he's also a lifetime kid toucher.
Yeah.
And he's a conservative who pretends he hates fags.
He'd probably be able to pick the guy out.
But he goes on gay websites to pick up guys. Can you pick him out?
Yeah. I mean, I bet it would be easy.
I bet you could.
Yeah, because he's got that look. He really does.
Yeah. Hi, how are you? So thank you, everybody from Spokane, checking in. That's the latest on that on the crazy mayor up there. Lock that bastard up.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Joe Ball, hear me out for 2 seconds. I got a 38-year-old man.
Hold on, did you call us Joe?
I thought it was Joe.
No, we take on-screen calls. Who is this?
Hey, I've got a 38-year-old.
Hold on.
Who is this?
Who is this, please?
This is Tommy from Spokane.
And did you just say Joe Balls?
Well, normally I call him Joe Balls whenever he answers the phone.
How does he feel about that?
Yeah, how does Joe react to that?
Sometimes he hangs up and sometimes he giggles. But,
really?
Homo! I have a 38-year-old alcoholic who was in Jim West's Boy Scout troop.
Where did you get your alcoholic?
Where do you have him?
We can call him right now.
And how can we do that?
I'll give you the number.
Yeah, because that's what we're all about.
Is tracking down 38-year-olds who have been called alcoholics.
Granted, he was in Jim West's Boy Scout troop.
I have a 34-year-old alcoholic that says, hang up on this guy.
Real funny, Spiewak.
You're right. Don't you wish you were me?
Hello, Don and Mike.
He does, you know.
Hello.
Of course he does.
Hello there.
Oh, now, come on now.
Don and Mike, hello. Oh, it's someone from Spokane.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah. Please, take your time.
Oh, Spokane.
Right, take your time. What's up?
Hello.
What's up?
Yeah, as far as the mayor pleasuring himself, he said he didn't do it in his office, but he did it in a parking lot with one of his boyfriends at the same time.
Yeah.
It wasn't at his house.
Oh, that's the chief investigator from Spokane.
Thank you so much
for that.
Here's the Jim West music.
There he is, finally, the Wild Wild West.
Mayor Jim West of Spokane.
I wonder if he ever pleasured himself watching Dr. Lovelace.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Do you think he got it on with himself when the movie came out? Do you think that was a big turn on for him?
With the Wild Wild West.
Sure. Hello, Don and Mike show.
The old gay mayor, he ain't what he used to be.
That's good.
That's sharp.
Here's a question for you. You're in Spokane, right?
Yes, I am.
How much are your local DJs goofing on this guy? Are we late to the party? Are they all over this or what?
On the TV, it's really a pretty big thing, but it's as big nationally as it is locally.
How long has the story been hanging around there?
It just popped, early in the week?
Okay,
so to speak. So the charity just popped, so he's still fresh.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The old game mayor, he ain't what he used to be. That is great.
Clever. Well, you know what we should try to do is get a picture of this guy, because he really does look like one-hour photo. I mean, he's creepy stuff. We'll try to put it on our website, dynamikewebsite.com.
How are you?
Speaking of creepy, check out those mugs we've got.
Oh. Mugs? What? You're selling
coffee mugs?
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm going there.
I mean, do you think they're creepy?
Well, they're only creepy because it's your big face and my big face on a coffee mug. It's like my nightmare come true.
Well, didn't you have any input on these?
No, they're very professionally done. They look great.
But they're creepy.
Yeah, here's the only problem.
We'll sell more if you talk about them being creepy, because they've got something special.
But here's the only problem.
Yes.
It's got my face on it and your face on it.
Well, that's,
other than that, they're
beautiful. Creepy.
Other than that, they're beautiful.
Are they from the pretty pictures?
Yes. Yeah, they're from the pretty pictures.
All right.
From the new pictures.
Creepy.
There's one now.
Hello, Don and Mike show. See, there it is. Buzz got it on his computer, Mike. See it?
They're very colorful.
You want that? You really want that?
It's a creepy coffee mug.
You really want that? Do you have any coffee in the morning?
I do.
I don't want to look at that.
My big face. Mike's big face.
You can pay a small premium and it comes delivered full of fluid.
Hello.
I provide the fluid.
You are on the air. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Yeah, come on. We're waiting on you, my friend.
Hey, I want to talk my little personal pet peeve about CSI.
Okay.
I love the show. I agree with you. It's great. But I want to know why every crime scene they do, even though it's in the middle of the freaking day, why every crime scene they do is completely pitch black and they need to use those little damn flashlights.
You know, I've had that bitch about that show myself, and a lot of times they'll walk into a house when it's light outside, mm-hmm. and they don't turn on lights inside. They all pull out their little flashlights.
Even the dorm room last night on the show, it was completely light out in the hallway, and they walked into the dorm room, and every light in the place is off, and they have to pull out their little pocket flashlight.
The black lights that they use work better in the dark, for one thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's how they see, like, biological evidence.
No, but I get what this guy's saying.
And it looks cool on TV.
Yeah.
That's the little pocket flashlights. It's before they even get out the black light.
That's true.
Yeah,
you know, my
right.
favorite is when they put the little pocket flashlight in their mouth.
Yeah.
So they can use two hands.
Yeah.
That's got to be clean.
Yeah. Gil Grissom here. Got to put this right in my mouth.
Now I am bull turned fruit.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Don.
And Mike. Yes, we are. Hello.
What was that? Chickens in the background? What was going on?
Nothing. Just doing my fat guy laugh.
What does that say?
He said Joe Balls.
There's a rooster in the hen house. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I have nothing better to do. Rob Speedwack, don't squeeze it so hard.
What? Don't squeeze what so hard?
His hand will go to sleep. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, if he likes it that way.
That's right. Hey, Rob, don't,
who are we to judge?
Squeeze it so hard, Rob.
He should try squeezing it harder. It's not bad,
that?
Really.
All right, let's hear some of these George Lopez tapes. Because, as you know, he's got the bad... He's got the blues because he's got the bad kidney.
Oh,
wrong one.
Hold on, my mistake.
CD number one.
Up next, comedian George Lopez. With a secret that could kill him and his career. How does superstar Sandra Bullock bail him out?
Yuck. Where is he? Hold on. Let me go to cut number 10. He's not well.
You know, in Hollywood, man, you know, if you're not well, they label you damaged goods.
And then you can
lose. Still got the content. You know, it's like if you go to the market and you see a can that has a dent in it. You know, nobody, you never buy the can with the dent.
Yeah. He's a talent.
Yep.
George Lopez.
Dented George Lopez.
We've been on his bandwagon for what? At least 6 or 7 months now.
Absolutely.
He's super.
He is. He's the best.
He checks into the hospital under an assumed name.
Oh, what was that name? I was Tom Ace. That was my name. That was my medical name. Tom Ace.
Tommy
Gary, let me grab a pen.
Yeah, I'll play it again for you, Mike.
Thanks.
So you can catch it this time on the replay.
He checks into the hospital under an assumed name.
Oh, what was that name? I was Tom Ace. That was my name. That was my medical name. Tom Ace.
Tom Ace. What, Ron Mexico wasn't available?
No, it had been taken. Yeah. Yeah. Don't want to tip any hands here, but yeah, I'll just jot that down.
Okay. And then here's one more for you, Mike. Here we go.
The little boy who used to hit lemons in his backyard now hangs out at fancy country
clubs. Excuse me. You're going to have to, Don, can you start that from the beginning? Yep.
We're going to do a George Lopez bit today.
This is coming handy then.
And he used to hit lemons in his backyard, Mike.
The little boy who used to hit lemons in his backyard now hangs out at fancy country clubs.
Wow. I'm back! What's that?
You getting...
I feel better than I ever have in my life. It hasn't even been a month, and I feel alive. Wow. I feel as good as I did bad.
Oh, thank you.
A little more?
Yeah, please bring it on.
Thanks, Grandmama.
For everything she did.